Kevin Milne is with us this morning. Good morning, Kev.
Yeah, g'day, Jack. How are you coping with the build-up to Christmas?
I'm doing okay. I've got a fair bit to get through this week. This is my last week of work, fast approaching. And before Christmas, I'm going to be doing the Heafy track.
Which is lucky boy.
I know, I'm very, very lucky indeed. So I'm actually going to be walking into the family Christmas from the Heafy track. However, of course, tramping takes a fair bit of preparation.
Yeah.
So when you've got your normal Christmas preparation plus a tramping trip on top of that, it's a lot to handle. But goodness me, it's a bit of a luxurious problem to have, isn't it? I can't complain too much.
Yeah. I hope you're fit enough to deal with it, are you?
Well, I guess we're going to find out. I hope so. I think we should be all right. I don't think, touch wood, it's the most arduous of the New Zealand's tramping options. So we should be right. It's more the sandflies on the west coast you've got to be concerned
that's
about.
That's right. Yeah.
Got to get that really strong DEET. Hey, Kevin, a news story during the week really took your fancy this week.
Yeah. Well, what a debt we owe Dashcam these days, Jack. How else could we have ever got those astonishing pictures of the body bag having come out the back of a hearse at an Auckland intersection?
Oh dear.
At first I was horrified on behalf of those close to whoever it was in the body bag, but we now find out, at least we're assured by the undertakers, that although it looked like there was a body in the bag, there in fact wasn't. I think we can accept that, which allows us to enjoy the funny side of it all. Not funny for the driver, of course. I reckon he might have gone close to a premature embalming when he got back to work. Most listeners will have seen the video by now. If you haven't, you ought to. The body bag without body didn't just drop out the back of the hearse. It was on a gurney, an adjustable chrome stretcher on wheels that undertakers used to transport the deceased. So once the body bag and gurney came out the back of the hearse, which dashcam didn't catch, it must have hit the road perfectly because the road was slightly downhill. The body bag and gurney independently followed the hearse along the road behind it. What you do see on the video was the hearse turning right. Behind him, the gurney and body bag, not of course turning right, but travelling straight on at a fair clip, finally coming to rest outside a petrol station. Because body bags apparently look full when they're not, you can imagine the reaction of onlookers. The hearse driver must have realised his body bag had made a break for it once he got round the corner. He stopped his hearse and broke into a run towards the body bag. Curiously, all this time, having a conversation with someone on his cell phone, whether he was putting a quick call into a recruitment agency or telling his wife he had had a fallout with the boss, we'll never know. But with the help of a bystander, he retrieved the gurney and body bag, wheeled it back into the hearse, and without as much as a wave or a pass round of the hat, ended the performance by quickly driving out. Lots of people will be taking this matter much more seriously than I am, Jack. But as one of my sons in London commented after seeing the video, I'd love that to have happened to me. I'm assuming he meant a post-mortem luge ride, not spilling a hearse's contents onto the street. But whatever, we'd have seen nothing of it if it weren't for a perfectly placed driver and his intrepid dashcam.
You're so right. You know, when I saw that it was a dash cam, I thought, you know, the last time the dash cams were this good was when there was that giant asteroid in Russia. Do you remember that?
When
it sort of destroyed every window within a 100 square kilometre region. Anyway, it's funny what you can actually capture in those moments. When I first saw the body bag out of the hearse, I honestly just assumed it must have been set up.
Yeah.
I mean, it looked like some sort of Laurel and Hardy sketch or something, didn't it? It was that absurd. It was like this sort of weird slapstick moment.
Yeah, Monty Python.
Yeah, it really was. And, of course, it's not the first time it's happened. So,
no.
Really, it's the sort of thing you figured they would be quite careful about checking, isn't it?
Yeah.
Did we close the boot?
That's right. And also, not to have the body flying up and down inside the car.
No, exactly.
Not in the back. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, but like you, I mean, it's certainly... Yeah, brings a new meaning to going out with a bang, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Goodness me.
Fair enough. And we should stress once again, nobody in the bag, as it turns out.
No.
And so it's not as horrific as we all thought initially.
Is it not as bad as it looked?